Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. As always, my name is Andy, and hopefully everyone can see and hear me, as once again, it is indeed a YouTube live. Thank you to everyone checking this out live or watching back. And folks, as always, I've been checking these things out. Daddy Yankee and Luis Fonsi's Despacito has 55 million likes. So I'm sure we can gather a few likes on this video. So make sure you like, subscribe, smash that like button if you're in the live just now, or if you're watching it back in future, please hit the button. It makes a massive difference, and I feel like less of a tit having to sit here and ask you, like a child YouTuber, to do so. But thank you to everyone who does that, and thank you to folks confirming, yes, indeed, the sound is good, and I am not just speaking to myself. The plan today actually was you were going to hear an interview with Dean Alioto, whose new documentary is coming out today, which I'm going to be speaking about again at the end. But there was indeed breaking news in the UFO topic, and it's pretty big, substantial breaking news, as finally a book that was announced to be coming out back in September 2024 via Deadline.com has finally been announced, folks. And indeed, Jay Stratton, former head of the UEP Task Force, and in a little minute I'm going to give you more of his background. For many folks newer to the topic, perhaps you may know Jay Stratton as the guy who essentially was Lou Elizondo's boss, a lot of folks would say. He worked as part of OSAP, the UEP Task Force, and I'm going to read you out his list of roles across government. Fascinating, interesting stuff. But the book's confirmed, so I'm going to give you those now. It's called Out of the Shadows, Revealing the Truth About Non-Human Intelligent Life. Now, this is Jay Stratton's memoir, released via HarperCollins imprint William Morrow. It's going to be available on October 13th of this year. So what? We're 4 months out from his book. It's not too long to wait. Let me know in the comments if you're going to be ordering. The book is available now today, available on pre-order. Now, I'm going to quote and cite a few different articles which have all ran big stories as this has dropped at the time. According to Deadline, Out of the Shadows is billed as a bombshell look at the deepest and most significant mystery in human history. And I love the fact that that rhymes as well. That's pretty cool. I'm going to read you here what we've got so far, because while we've got the front cover of the book, which I'll get up for those actually on YouTube just now, and for those listening, it's pretty cool. Out of the Shadows got a massive triangular UFO hovering above the White House. I mean, for all we know, with the work happening at the White House right now, that's maybe what it looks like. I'm not too sure. But I think it's the White House with the triangle above it. And you've got Jay Stratton silhouetted walking towards the White House. The graphics and font, it's a really cool book cover. You know, I am jealous on this one. It's decent. Kind of smoky, and it says Jay Stratton, the most senior US official to investigate unidentified anomalous phenomena. So there's a big tagline, and we'll come back to some of those taglines and why I feel they may be important. So the information we have so far, I've not seen the back of the book, you know, the blurb and stuff, but it looks like this is some of the information that we do have on Stratton's book. It says here, the long-awaited explosive memoir by former senior intelligence official Jay Stratton, the central figure in the US government's modern investigation of unidentified anomalous phenomena and non-human intelligent life. For over 16 years, Stratton investigated UAP and non-human intelligent life on behalf of the federal government. And here's some of his background as well, folks. While serving at the Defense Intelligence Agency, Stratton learned of UAP incursions over nuclear weapons sites, leading him to co-found the Advanced Aerospace Weapons Application Program, OSAP, the first official US government program to investigate UAP since the closure of the Air Force's Project Blue Book. Operating in the shadows of the intelligence community, Stratton discovered an 80-year cover-up and cover-up of the existence of non-human intelligent life and fought back against powerful gatekeepers who have hid the truth from the public, Congress, and even presidents. While risking everything in pursuit of the truth, he created and led the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, UAPTF, the first whole-of-government investigation of UAP, forcing the nation to confront the unknown. Now Stratton breaks his silence to provide a startling first-hand account of the shocking discoveries, encounters, challenges, and behind-the-scenes revelations that profoundly altered his understanding of humanity's place in the universe and took a disturbing toll on him and his family. A bombshell account and a definitive memoir that reads like a political thriller, Out of the Shadows is a high-stakes journey into the deepest and most significant mystery in human history. Again, there's that rhyming, which I do like. And here was Jay Stratton's announcement on X. He said, I'm excited to announce my memoir, Out of the Shadows, will be published by HarperCollins in North America on October 13th, 2026. In the book, I break my silence to reveal everything I legally can about my investigations of UAP and non-human intelligent life on behalf of the US government and the profound impact my work had on me and my family. We are at a turning point in human history, and I am proud to play a role in opening the public's eyes to the truth and bringing about long overdue disclosure. Disclosure with a small d, but that may or may not be relevant there, folks. So yeah, pretty interesting one. The pre-order is available now for $32 for the hardback, $14.99 for the ebook. If you need any practice ordering stuff like that, folks, you can check out my book, Atlas of UFOs. It's already out across the world. Just so you know that it's in there. But yeah, Jay's book, I can only see information on the United States right now. I can't find it on Amazon UK, all that kind of stuff. I'm sure it will come up in the coming days or even hours. But yeah, check out that book. I'm sure many of you are going to pre-order it. Stick a note in the chat if you're thinking of doing so. For those who are newer to the UFO space, and given what's happened over the last couple of months and even weeks with file drops and all that kind of stuff, let me tell you a little bit about who Jay Stratton is and why this is a big deal. The Deadline article sums up his background really well. So Stratton served the US for over 32 years, both on the battlefield and as a senior member of the national intelligence community, actively contributing to the US President's daily briefing on national security, specializing in emerging air and space technologies. His service included 8 deployments with multiple in Iraq and Afghanistan, and time spent in the Army, Air Force, Naval Intelligence, Department of State, the Joint Staff, the Office of the Secretary of Defense, Chief of Naval Operations Staff, US Strategic Command, and the Defense Intelligence Agency, where he was Chief of Air and Space Warfare in the Defense Warning Office. At the time of his retirement, he was a civilian equivalent of a 2-star general or admiral, a level reached by less than 1% of all federal employees. Jay Stratton is a serious guy. He has a really serious background. And this is no slight on others that have come before him, but I think it is really telling when I mention those two things that stand out on the book cover for me. The title isn't just Out of the Shadows. It also says, Revealing the Truth About Non-Human Intelligent Life. Now, that's quite in your face, and it's a big claim to make. We're not looking at a book here, just from what we're seeing, that's going to tell us about programs. This is talking about the NHI themselves, the alien life. That's what's being talked about here. So that's promising. And listen, we're all in this to be brought up to a height and let go and dropped and let down. It happens so often, doesn't it? But it's promising. Also, under Jay's name, it does say the most senior US official to investigate unidentified anomalous phenomena. And I'll come back to that tagline in just a moment. So alongside this, various articles have picked this up. Deadline confirmed that Dan Farah, who is the director of last year's smash hit documentary, Age of Disclosure, it went to number one across the planet. And whether you thought it was a little bit dry, as I said, I thought many folks said the same thing. A lot of talking heads. It had a big impact, and it had a big impact on, it seems, a lot of the right people. Dan Farah has taken up the rights to turn this into a scripted series or movie. I believe he had done the same thing with Lou Elizondo's book, which he published through his organization too. And it makes sense that he was working with Elizondo and Stratton for years on Age of Disclosure. So that there's no surprise there. In Entertainment Weekly, Dan Farah is quoted as saying this. So blah, 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 he secured the rights and plans to develop. Oh, yeah. So he plans to develop an elevated scripted series based on Stratton's one-of-a-kind story, which has attracted the excitement of a number of high-profile screenwriters and streaming platforms. Again, that's something that sounds exciting. I think we would all like to see these books brought to life, brought into those kind of TV and streaming formats. Elizondo's story, Secret Machines, Tom DeLonge's books, those were snapped up by Christopher Nolan's company, weren't they? But we still haven't seen that. Just because they're snapped up and they're signed to deals doesn't mean they ever see the light of day, unfortunately. And that's just the way these things can go. And obviously, it's a big story. It's going to sell well. Jay Stratton's book will be a New York Times number one bestseller. I just fell short of that. But Lou Elizondo's book sold in the thousands. And I'm guessing Elizondo's book must have sold close to 50,000 copies, just ballpark figures, at least 50,000 copies. So yeah, that hit the number one spot. That gets eyes, that gets attention. Stratton's book, I imagine, will at least do the same. Look at the time we are living in right now in terms of this topic. Entertainment Weekly had this quote from Dan Farah too. In Out of the Shadows, Jay Stratton delivers the most revealing and definitive testimony ever written about the government's investigation and cover-up of UAP and non-human intelligent life. Farah tells EW in a statement, after discovering the related national security concerns and a potential existential threat, Jay defied powerful institutional gatekeepers and risked everything in order to reveal that humanity is not alone in the universe and to ensure the government takes action. Out of the Shadows has the propulsive storytelling of a high-stakes political thriller and exposes the biggest cover-up in human history and the deeply personal, harrowing tale Jay's pursuit of the truth had on him and his family. He adds, Jay Stratton is the closest thing there has ever been to a real-life Mulder from The X-Files. Not a big fan of that line. I know that was something that was always tagged along with Nick Pope from the British media and media in the United States. We can bin the X-Files stuff now. We don't have to do that. Farah should have known better than to do that, in my opinion. Most people may be okay with that. But yeah, we can bin the X-Files comparisons, I think, at this point. So yeah, that was pretty interesting. Entertainment Weekly also picked up this alongside, and by the way, I imagine because it was on Hollywood Reporter, Entertainment Weekly, Deadline.com, all at the same time, Dan Farah has those Hollywood contacts, doesn't he? I imagine he's given his the heads up to some of his journalist friends and editors and whatnot. They mention how we've been hit with the file releases recently, the Age of Disclosure documentary, and also Disclosure Day. This all feels like pieces of the same puzzle alongside each other. There certainly does seem to be some momentum and steam in this topic right now, I think, between books, documentaries, movies, TV shows, podcasts, all at the same time. This is hot. This is trending. This is viral. So now the book's got its release, folks in the chat, you know, if you're on live, in the comments below, are you going to be getting a copy of this book? What are you expecting to see from this book? Personally, I'm glad this is coming out before Lou Elizondo's second book, Reckoning, that was due out. Now, that was meant to go on pre-order in May and then be available in August, but that was removed. I spoke to Elizondo months ago, just via message, to ask what was happening with the book, because I had seen online it had been removed, and he said, actually, it's going through DOPSR still. Maybe it was a bit premature being put up. It was all holding dates, and yeah, they couldn't release it. So, for me, the DOPSR thing I'm going to come back to in just a moment as well, because again, I think that's something that a lot of folks don't entirely know what DOPSR is or why it's relevant. Flip said, wrong comment. Truth is up there. Agree about the X-Files comparisons. Yeah. A few folks saying they've pre-ordered the Kindle version of the book, $14.99. Andresu says the book will be the most revealing one so far. I think there's a lot of hope behind this book as well. Elizondo's book moved the needle. I know folks may or may not have been totally sold on Elizondo's story. I think that's the case for Stratton too, and anyone at a high level involved in this conversation. But I think we need stuff like this coming out.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Yeah, so a couple of things I mentioned earlier standing out to me on this with the taglines. So the most senior US official to investigate unidentified anomalous phenomena. A few folks I saw online and in the Discord and various places see it as perhaps a bit of shade or being thrown at Lou Elizondo. There were rumours in the last couple of years, and this is no big secret, that perhaps there was not a happy relationship between Elizondo and Stratton. A lot of folks, when they saw Age of Disclosure, noticed that they were beside each other during filming for a couple of the scenes, or one of the scenes at least, in the documentary. But Age of Disclosure was filmed over 3 years and released in 2025, early in the year. So you're going back to 21, 22, potentially, when they started filming. Perhaps since then there has been a falling out, a coming together, I don't know what may or may not have happened. There were rumours online that Jay Stratton wasn't happy, and members of his family, around the positioning that Lou Elizondo had done regards his position. I don't know whether that's the case or not, but what I am keen to see in this book is what Jay Stratton says about OSAP, about ATIP, and what was the grey area in the middle of those organizations, because that's something a lot of folks, I think, are very curious of, and want to know more of those details being filled in there. Crunchy Lobster, I tend to think the book is going to get more attention, regardless how revealing it is, because UAPs are going to be much more widely discussed in the wake of Disclosure Day, in part at least. And yeah, Disclosure Day is getting huge, huge plaudits and reviews from really early screenings from critics. It's just premiered in Paris, I believe. Tomorrow is the London premiere. I am not going to that. There was rumours that I was going to the London premiere with the casting. No, that is not happening. I wish, but I would have turned up looking homeless the way I normally dress. But yeah, so it's really interesting to see how all that's addressed by Jay Stratton, how deep he goes. So let me talk about DOPSR. So a quick explainer, and I'm going to read some because I've got some of this written down in note form. DOPSR is the Defence Office of Pre-Publication and I'll say that again, Defense Office of Pre-Publication and Security Review. It reviews material before public release to make sure it does not contain classified, controlled, export-controlled, or operationally sensitive information. So I think this is always important, folks, to clear up in this topic. Because DOPSR, I think some folks say, well, if it clears DOPSR, it's all true, it's all legitimate, then this is the gospel. That's not the case. It's about protecting national security information. Often applies to current or former defence officials. And for books, that means the manuscript may have to be reviewed before publication. And we know that's been the case here. It can also cover books, interviews, articles, speeches, podcasts, scripts, videos, all that kind of stuff too. What DOPSR is not, it is not a truth stamp. And I remember going back to Skinwalkers at the Pentagon, speaking to Knapp, Kelleher and co around that. DOPSR does not mean everything in this book is true. It does not mean the Pentagon agrees with the book, and it does not confirm the claims or say that every detail is accurate. Okay? It's not fact-checking. It's not there to decide if things are right or wrong. It simply means the final version has been reviewed for public release from a security perspective. So it's checking for classified information. It's checking for sensitive program details, operational security issues, protected defense or intelligence information, and potentially will ask for sections to be changed, removed, or reviewed by another office. So again, that can take time. And that's why when these books are due to come out, they can sit for a year, 2 years, 3 years, even just waiting on review. So yeah, it's not verifying every story in the book, not deciding whether witnesses are credible. It's not the confirmation it's true. And why it matters when it comes to UFO books. Former officials are different from so books from former officials are different from normal UFO books like mine, like Richard Dolan's, etc. Okay, I'm not comparing mines and Dolan's, but you know, officials and everything like that. It says they can involve military sightings, classified programs, sensors, intelligence channels, national security issues. So the question becomes, what was the author allowed to say? Not just is the claim true, but how did this wording survive? And I think that can be key. I think a lot of this will have to be down to you watching or listening to this, how much you stock you put in Jay Stratton as a person, as an author. And is what he's saying not only factually accurate, but why has it been allowed to be said? So the wording and how it survives review can be crucial to this too. And that's what this community, if nothing else, is absolutely great at. Pouring through this stuff with a fine-tooth comb to go over every little nuance within it. And this will be especially important when a book's using such strong language already on the cover around non-human intelligent life. It's almost like we're taking this away from UFO. We're taking this away from the craft. And perhaps this book will focus just as much, if not more, on the bodies, the occupants, the pilots, the organics. And I think that would be a welcome change of position and tact. Perhaps that's something that can be talked more about. We've often heard one of the biggest things regarding this whole cover-up with this whole mystery is to do with the propulsion of the craft. And that's the real, that's the big, big secret around this. So everything else falls under that umbrella. But maybe Stratton knows I can talk more about the bodies, the organic materials recovered easier than I can propulsion, craft, methods, all that kind of stuff. Maybe that's the way he's going. So yeah, I think for this, just so you know, folks, DOPSR clearance does not prove the claims are true, but it does mean the manuscript has been reviewed for protected information and the final wording was allowed to be published. With UFO books from former officials, that makes what they are permitted to say almost as interesting as the claims themselves. And I think that's a fair way to look at it. If I sat here and told you that, oh, well, this book's come out from Stratton and it's been DOPSR reviewed, that's not fair. The DOPSR review, I think, is really important. We make sure that people know what that means. And Kevin, a few listener points on that. Okay, Kevin said, what if this has gone, through DOPSR, how much of the actual information are we going to get? That's a difficult one to answer because you could falsify and fantasize a whole load of stories that aren't harming national security. But at the end of the day, they're going to make it into the final version of the book. I don't think that will be the case, but that could be the case. It does mean some things perhaps like propulsion. And again, this is off the top of my head. I've not really thought about these answers, folks. Propulsion of craft, means and methods of obtaining craft get left out because Stratton put it in and it got removed, or he knew for himself, do you know what, it's pointless even including this. And that's where I'm wondering if the focus is on the non-human intelligence themselves, perhaps types of species, all that kind of stuff, that's a far easier conversation, because maybe that's not as shrouded in the blanket of national security when this stuff comes through. We could look at it this way as well, folks. If you want to be far more positive, which, being Scottish, I can often be quite dour and glum on this stuff, maybe they're allowing this stuff to come out now. Maybe it is timed. Maybe it is because we're getting bits and pieces. Maybe, as Grush talked about his 90-day window, and we're going to come to the event on the 9th of June in Capitol Hill, we've got Disclosure Day coming out. That'll be, have been in the cinema. That'll have had its public impact. Not only people enjoying a great movie, but perhaps just people being more open to the UFO topic who perhaps weren't in the past. And all of this. So I used to work in a mill. Let me put it this way, right? Like a flour mill. So grain would come in and it would make flour. And I worked in there doing industrial cleaning and all that kind of stuff and learning the ropes years ago when I was much younger and much healthier than I am now, much thinner. And we used to go through health and safety training. And this is relevant, folks, okay? I'll cut to the chase here. And we used to learn about explosions, but actually the initial explosion in a mill wasn't the most dangerous or the worst thing about it. It was a secondary dust explosion, which was worse. So if a piece of machinery caught fire and blew up, it actually wouldn't have as big an impact as the dust that came down afterwards on the shelves and on the machinery. That would then cause an even bigger explosion that was really, really deadly. Perhaps this is what we're looking at. We're in the early stages of that first explosion, that first eruption, those first plumes of smoke coming up, and everything else off the back of it is that secondary explosion. Everything else piles on. We get movies, we get more whistleblowers coming forward. We perhaps get those whistleblower protections from Burleson and Co. going through separately as a bill. You get more files, more interesting files being released. We get Grush giving us more of a direction where to go, perhaps next week and going forward. And all of this, then you've got Stratton's book. Perhaps these are the secondary explosions off the back of the first. The first one was just trying to kick the door down a little bit. Afterwards, maybe that's where the door gets blown off its hinges and the door can't get closed again. Not to say on the other side of that door there aren't more doors like Takeshi's Castle. However, maybe we're getting somewhere. Maybe this is how progress is to be made. So Mark also says, if Jay Stratton was questioned under oath in front of Congress about what he knows, he would likely reply, I can't tell you that, or I'll have to tell you in a skiff. But because it's a book for profit, you can bet he would write that information in his book for the world to see. I think the same happened with Lou Elizondo. Open stage, sorry, can't tell you. In a book for profit, I can share what I know. It's not a good look at all. And let's be fair, I think that's going to be something we have to look into with this. People are going to always judge this. There's always a book. I think especially, I never got too much shit for mine. Apologies for the French. But I think when you've got these officials coming forward, I think something that's always held David Grush in good stead with the UFO community is that he didn't write a book. We were all waiting on the rumoured op-ed that was going to come several years ago. He said was coming out at a private event, but never did. Maybe for good reason. I personally would love a David Grush book, but it seems David Grush is too busy working in the background to do that. I'm excited for this book, but it's definitely going to what do I want to say here? It's definitely going to be divisive. It's going to split opinion depending on what it says. It can cause ructions just within the whole UFO world itself. If perhaps Stratton comes out and claims Elizondo's role wasn't as big as he says it was, or there's some shade thrown at other officials, maybe he comes out and says certain events never happened. Maybe he deliberately avoids naming certain individuals we think he would. And where does that leave their credibility? Does he amplify some and not others? We won't know until the book comes out. This is all, I like to think, healthy speculation, but I think it's going to be another piece of the puzzle, at least along the way. A few more comments from folks on there. Kyle says, if there's one thing the UFO topic needs more of, it's books. Sarcasm, Kyle, is the lowest form of wit, but it is my favourite. So yeah, I like that. Gnosis, over on the Discord channel, folks, these aren't from YouTube. These are pre-sent in stuff. Gnosis says, unfortunately, at this point, it's only illegal to discuss only the illegal to discuss stuff any of us are actually interested in. These books might provide the odd breadcrumb, but as we saw from Lou's book, this is really about bringing the uninitiated up to speed and little else. Perhaps, and again, maybe we'll see on the back of that, I would like to hope that maybe with everything else happening in the coming months, he knows he can push a little bit more. Maybe he's been allowed to say a little bit more along the way. Little Melly over on YouTube said, Andy, do you think he'll mention Lou Elizondo and his actual involvement in any legacy programs? I don't know. I don't know how much. I think Lou Elizondo will be discussed. And there's Derek on the live as well saying, I'm pretty sure Lou was involved with legacy programs. I honestly, if I had to say yes or no, I don't think he was. Maybe he's not alluded to it, but maybe he's allowed that to be built up as if that was something that was happening. And I just don't think it was. I personally don't think Lou Elizondo was involved in legacy programs. And if that's been allowed to manifest, then okay. I don't know if Lou's been asked that directly, if he shot it down. He's either not shot it down because he was, or he's not shot it down to allow that to that mystery to build, perhaps. I don't know. But yeah, you know, perhaps Elizondo has been telling the truth all along and has been straight with his mishaps aside with the dodgy photos. We'll know soon enough. We'll know soon enough. Personally, I'm as interested in the book, what isn't being published or what isn't being said, that'll potentially shed some light on stories, positive and negative. We'll see who gets called out, who doesn't get called out. Do we get names like Lakatsky being brought up? Do we get new names brought to the fore and mentioned, like various individuals at the heads of the Department of Energy or the CIA or, you know, these types of organizations? So we're going to know. But I suppose at this point, I've been banging on about this for half an hour, it's all speculation. We'll find out soon enough. Really interested to know what people think on that, and stick a comment in the chat.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Regardless, it's great timing and great publicity, because if I had a UFO book coming out I would be releasing it right about now for pre-order, because we are standing on the cusp of a huge week for the subject next week. Finally, we've got Disclosure Day coming out in cinemas, which is gaining big traction in the media. But we also have that event coming up on Capitol Hill on the 9th of June, which is getting big mainstream media attention. Let me just play the clip for you just now from News Nation. It's very short.
This time next week, UFO whistleblower David Grush will be joined by a bipartisan group of lawmakers on the steps of the U.S. Capitol for what could be a pivotal step in the push for transparency around UFOs. Grush plans to discuss specific UFO evidence that he encountered during his time as an intelligence officer and why these records should be publicly released now.
I like that she slipped up and said USO, totally oblivious to what she said there, instead of UFO, when, you know, USO is all the rage. And hopefully I'd like to speak to Richard Dolan on his second volume of USO books coming out. So, yeah, interesting. I like the comment there from Crunchy Lobster. Grush meter, plus, plus, plus. Yes, we should have a Grush meter online or a Grush X account, shouldn't we? I look back at the original press release from this event coming out. It was confirmed on the 28th of May, and it says within the press release, UAP whistleblower David Grush, a highly credentialed former intelligence officer who has testified under oath before Congress, will discuss specific UAP and non-human intelligence related evidence he encountered in deeply classified channels. Grush will explain why these records should now be reviewed and publicly released consistent with legitimate national security protections. I think this is what Grush was getting at a few weeks ago when he was in the news. Oh, and hi to Mr. Justin. Good shout on that one, mate. When on the news, he said he didn't find the videos that were coming out particularly engaging or interesting, especially for the public. And it's not what he was working on in terms of moving this forward within 60 to 90 days. I think he's talking about records that he has seen. I don't even know if they include video or photographic evidence. Perhaps they do, perhaps they don't. But I think, and this is something Pavel from Psico Activo had talked about as well, I think Grush has seen other things that he thinks are a better way to go with this than trying to release a whole load of videos that are just noisy and clutter and nonsense that can easily be debunked. Amanda was asking, when is the Grush Preds conference going to be? Was it yesterday or next week? It's on the 9th of June on Capitol Hill. I think it's around 2 p.m. Eastern time. I'll get all that double checked, folks. Yeah, but it's the 9th of June, definitely. And that's one to definitely look out for. The framing of this event, I think, will be interesting. Is this a Hail Mary by those folks involved? James Fox and Leslie Kane have been working on this, two reputable folks for many of us. David Grush, Eric Burleson, Anna Polina Luna, and others. Jared Moskowitz to get a Democrat in there as well, for those who love all that. I'm not too fussed on what side they're on. But is this a throw of the dice with the frustrations of how things have gone over these releases in the last couple of weeks? Remember, our next release, if we were going off of a two-week schedule, which we were never promised from what I've seen, our next release would be due this Friday, the 5th of June. We will get nothing this Friday. I'm not coming from a place of knowledge. I do not expect we get any release this Friday. I think our next event will be the 9th of June, Tuesday the 9th of June. I think we will get some direction. We'll hear about frustrations and we'll hear more of what Grush and Co. want released. This isn't what they wanted. It's an element of what they wanted, I bet. But I don't think it's the direction they wanted it to go. They probably expected it to go the way it's going. I reckon they're going to vent frustrations, but also hopefully, it sounds to me from the wording that Grush is going to give us something new, give us a different pin on the map to go after, perhaps, with Congress behind them, with your James Foxes, your Leslie Kanes, hopefully a group of people who do have the bit between their teeth when it comes to UFOs, and to see what can happen. They're doing this the day before Spielberg's movie comes out. Sorry to bang on about it. I am very excited about seeing it. But this is going to catch mainstream attention. Grush is a mainstream guy when it comes to UFOs. He's kept himself relatively quiet. He's not been here, there, and everywhere across the topic. And that brings with it weight when he does speak. You know, like when The Undertaker at the end of his career was wrestling, few and far between. It was an event. It was a spectacle. And Grush, in a way, is that for the UFO topic. He is, He is our Undertaker. He's the event. He's the spectacle. He's the showstopper, the main event for some who get that reference. But maybe this is a big throw of the dice to show they're frustrated, but to show they're not going away. Maybe a nod towards catastrophic disclosure for those who are all about the catastrophic disclosure side of things. But they're going to jump into the slipstream here of the Disclosure Day press and build up to really try and catch fire. And maybe we get that secondary explosion off the back of the first one on this. So yeah, I'd love to know people's thoughts on that. I'll be covering it certainly too. So yeah, some interesting thoughts and comments saying, Amanda, I'll be watching on the 9th. Clear path. I was assigned as trainer manager for the US Air Force Thunderbirds at Nellis. Pretty cool, really interesting. Clear path says disclosure equals deception. Perhaps. I think a lot of folks right now are very wary of the why now, the timing, the who's doing it. But you have to kind of take this at face value, I think, for many of us right now. Telekinetic brings up a really good point. There's a reason Grush wasn't in the Age of Disclosure. He didn't seem overly annoyed with that whole process. And I don't doubt they tried to get him in that documentary. But yeah, I said at the time that was a very telling omission that no David Grush was in that movie. Really telling. And perhaps not in the most positive way. I don't know what happened around that. I still don't believe, and again, speculation, folks, just my opinion this, I still don't believe that that was held up because they were trying to find a streaming platform. I think people involved had a falling out and a disagreement, and that's why it took so long. That's just my opinion, that there was no reason for it to take as long as it did. Or if they really just wanted to make a documentary to get this moving forward, show it to people like they did behind the scenes and don't bother releasing it to the public. So yeah, a few more thoughts, Amanda. When you're quiet, more people lean in when you speak. Grush gets it. And it's just a ride, okay? Stratton said, with my own eyes, so let's hear it, Jay. And Jay Stratton has said he has seen things with his own eyes. So that's going to be really interesting. We've only got 4 months to wait for the book, folks. So yeah, and like again, Mr. Justin says, show your appreciation for Andy and hit that like button. A little viral story to cover with you now, folks. And I'm going to show you a video in just a second. Speaking of going viral and people smashing the like button and following, there's a video that's gone viral from Brazil, and a Brazilian rancher, Mike Leal, and I'm saying Mike, M-A-Y-K, I hope I'm saying that properly. He's gone viral for filming strange sounds and lights. Now, he is an influencer. Now, I'm hoping I've fact-checked myself correctly here, okay? Now, the guy right now has 1.5 million followers on Instagram. It's hard to go back and check, but it looks like before May 31st, when he posted the video I'm going to show you, he had around 50,000. No small feat, 50,000 is a good number of people. He does a lot of live streams. He's a rancher, an influencer, loves kicking about with his top off and doing all the kind of ranch stuff you would do in Brazil. So he's got a pretty cool audience, it seems here. Speaks in his native language on his streams from what I can see. His numbers, needless to say, have grown since this video has come out. And that may raise eyebrows that an influencer has managed to grow their channel in a big way off the back of a time when the UFO topic is incredibly, incredibly hot. Make of that what you will. But I do want to play this clip because it is relevant and a lot of folks were asking me about it online, folks. And the first part of the clip, he's speaking in his native language. It's very short, but he talks about the sounds of entities or something that's coming onto his ranch, spooking the animals, making noises during the day at various different times. So just listen to the noises being made here, okay?
Os animais estão soltos. Gente, não é rosnado. É tipo... Sabe, tipo, uma pessoa engasgada? Tipo, assim?
So he does like a kind of clicking, and a lot of folks are comparing it to the Disclosure Day sounds. You know, when Emily Blunt's standing up on stage and there's the clicks and hisses, the kind of... Don't know how that comes across on the audio, folks. Done my best on that one. I'm better with accents than that kind of stuff. But a lot of folks talking about that. Again, is he using the marketing and going viral? Because if he's doing that, fair play, man. It's worked because he has went from 50,000 subs on Instagram to 1.5 million based on this. Everyone would love that kind of traction, wouldn't they? And then there's the video that I'm going to play now in the background. So again, this goes out on audio, folks. I'm just going to play it in the background and talk about it. There's not too much more to go on right now, but he's showing in the hill in the distance lights. He talks about them in various videos that they're being above a lake, potentially. It does look like some kind of object or lights are shimmering in the hill as he's filming. What's really frustrating, in the full like 5.5 minute video, he's using the front-facing camera on his phone, and he does film himself quite a lot, which frustrates people. He does say he's scared and he's not sure what to do. He keeps filming it and keeps putting it back on himself and back on these lights on the hill. It's not the incredibly clear video because this thing is in the distance. And you know what it's like when you're trying to film something kind of far away, regardless how good your phone is. But this guy has filmed something. So it's either nonsense that he's filmed and turned into a UFO video. But again, maybe this just goes to show that right now this topic is huge and people are picking this stuff up online. I need to do more clips, really, don't I? Maybe in the coming days we'll find out this is nonsense, we'll find out there's nothing to it. But again, what do you folks think? Kind of lights clipped up on the hill. I'll try and get a video or a little clip out on some of the feeds. A really good point from It's Just a Ride, okay, said 5 observables not there. Yeah, this is just lights on the hill. We don't see anything landing, taking off, flying away. So it doesn't look like it's been CGI'd or anything. It could just be glimmering lights or small campfires. I don't know. Could be a craft. So in the coming days, no doubt, we're going to find out exactly what it is or isn't if the guy starts posting more stuff. But like I say, fair play to him. A lot of folks were asking me to talk about that one and, yeah, give my opinion. What I'll do, folks, I'll finish off with some thoughts from you folks in here. I love how people claiming the guy looks like Freddie Mercury. He does look like a Brazilian Freddie Mercury. So a few things just to go over. If you want to leave a comment in the chat, I'll try and get to it. Again, I could probably do with some kind of moderator helping me out with this stuff, folks. It is just me just now, but I appreciate I'm kind of new to this live stream stuff. But thanks for all the people being nice about it and everyone checking out the audio broadcasts. Whoopty Wowzers, is it just me? Or does it seem that Stratton has the government talking through him? I feel like the community is already wary of this man. I think some of the community is naturally wary of anything like this. Stratton's not done a whole lot of media. He's not came forward a whole bunch. He's not talked publicly a whole bunch. I'd like to see Stratton do like a full Joe Rogan. I'm sure he will when the book comes out to dive into it more. No doubt he'll get on Jesse Michaels, probably Chris Ramsey. I don't know if he'll make his way all down to the plebs like me. But yeah, maybe if you go on Jay Stratton's post in the next day or so, folks, on X and various platforms and say, jump on with Andy on that UFO podcast. I'd love to speak to him because I like to think I give a slightly different angle with some of my interviews. But hopefully I get to speak to him. If not, I'll certainly be reporting on it because there's going to be a lot to talk about, I don't doubt, when that book comes out. Michael said, Stratton has said he's seen craft and beings. So the obvious question is whether the book will expand on this or obfuscate it. Really good point. Is there an element of, if nothing like that regarding what he has seen with his own eyes appears in the book, he's going to have to bring up that. Perhaps it's something he can address himself to say, I wasn't allowed to put that in the book. People can see that as a marketing ploy, but also he could just be being honest. Elizondo done similar things where he said there were things he wanted to say in the book he wasn't allowed and was removed by Dopser. Perhaps with this process, it's going to be the same where Stratton is allowed to say certain things. Perhaps he's not, and that's something he can also talk about and talk around after. Maybe it's premeditated that he said what he said, isn't allowed to include it in the book, and then can bring it up afterwards. That would be potentially intriguing there. PS9906, there's always a book, and so many folks say the same thing on that. And not unfair commentary. I get the topic, folks. If you're listening to me or watching me for any length of time, I like to think I try and be honest and objective and report all sides of it. I know people to listen to this who are incredibly into the topic. I know folks who are incredibly skeptical, and I think that's what makes a really healthy viewpoint and opinion and an audience in general, to be honest, that I'm very proud of. Ziggy said, what do you think the next batch of files will have?
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Really don't know. I've kept saying this third batch is going to be really telling. Maybe right now there's no third batch scheduled, and the direction of the third batch will be off of what Grush and Co. say next week. If he's going to name certain files, certain locations that he wants dropped, then that could be what we get in the third batch. I mean, who's actually dropping this stuff anyway? That's a big question. Like, I think some people think you've got Trump and Hegseth and these folks with the files going across their desk and them going, yeah, these ones look good. That's not happening. These could be, I don't know, really junior level folks being given a whole bunch of stuff and told, go through that and release what you think, because it doesn't seem to necessarily be the great stuff that's coming out. So some of it's okay. Some of it is definitely okay. And I look forward to speaking to Jeremy Corbell about this next week. Next Thursday, I'm speaking to him. And that interview will be out on the Friday for everyone, the 12th of June. Really looking forward to speaking to Corbell again. Fresh off the back of Contact in the Desert. And I think it's going to be a very interesting 7 days ahead of that interview. Just put it that way. I'm probably glad that I've delayed the interview with Jeremy a little bit. Wayne Chamberlain says, shout out from all the Celtic fans over here in Canada, mate. I will get banned from YouTube if I respond to that, Wayne, but thank you very much for listening and paying attention. And he says, non-book related question, but I've been watching Disclosure Day trailer frequently. Am I crazy? I am a Canadian, so crazy Canuck certainly applies. Or is that Gillian's house from Close Encounters? I've not lined it up here, folks, but there is a moment in one of the latest trailers. And I encourage folks, go through and watch all the 30-second TV spots, because they have just little moments and sections where you see just something a little bit new. And in one of them, there's a house that looks a lot like the house from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And some folks saying this looks like it may be a bit of an indirect sequel. It would follow on from that. At least be based in the same world, maybe some kind of off-the-cuff reference. Spielberg, in interviews in the last couple of days, and he's been doing lots of press, has come out and said this was the movie, the UFO or alien movie, he always wanted to make. But he had to make Close Encounters first, E.T. next, and then this movie now. It's the right time to make this film. I think some folks are going overboard with it being Disclosure and this being a big part of it. I think indirectly this is a big part of what's happening and the process and helping along the way. But yeah, it could be, and that would be pretty cool to see that reference. Little heads up on that, folks. I am seeing Disclosure Day early. I'm getting to go see it in London on the 8th of June with members of the media. I will have... People thought I'd seen it already. I haven't. I'm getting to see it on the 8th. I was invited along. Really chuffed that I got to go and see that early. I'm getting to see it early. That's because of all of you supporting me, hitting the like button, you know, getting the follows up and sharing the podcast and just listening, downloading and supporting. It's gave me that opportunity. So I will have a review for you on the 9th of June at 5 p.m. dropping online. And I'll try and do it. I've not obviously seen the film yet, but I'll try and do it where it's non-spoiler and then has a spoiler section, but I'm not allowed to put it out until 5 p.m. on the 9th of June. So keep an eye out for that one, folks, and I'll cover in as much detail as I can Disclosure Day, the movie. And there was a couple more thoughts here, folks. Lisa Jane said, I agree with you about the X-Files comment. It cheapens Jay's work. Yeah, Dan Farah should know better than that, to be honest. Yeah, that was disappointing. Truth is Up There says, any thoughts on whether there's any synchronicity between Diana Pasulka's upcoming release, The Others, and Jay Stratton's book about non-human intelligences? I don't think there would be direct relationship between them. I would have to see Stratton's book. I am fortunate to have Diana's book early. But it would be really unfair of me to comment on Diana's book just now. Again, perhaps indirectly, not deliberately. And Chris said, I'd love to know if Lou was set up when showing the debunked UFO pics, I would think his ego couldn't handle being made fun of, even if ordered. No, I think he just showed a picture of the irrigation field far too quickly without checking it properly, and never gave us the background to it that he then claimed afterwards he did. That was just a mistake, and people make mistakes. And then the reflection of the object in the window of the chandelier that's behind someone's head is just that. And that, again, was disappointing. So, yeah. And thank you to Shelley for the super chat sticker thing, whatever it is. There's no mods. It's just me, but perhaps I can get someone to help out with that going forward. I do these things quite off the cuff, so I appreciate it's hard for folks to do that. Yes, Diana will be joining me on the show when our book comes out. She's been quiet because she's been writing the book, sorting out publications, Amanda, and getting that out. But yeah, she'll be doing the rounds, I think. She's a mother and she works. She's so busy. Someone said, please, no spoilers, Andy. I will not spoil anything that isn't labelled during the show. This is the section of the show that now has spoilers for Disclosure Day. Turn off now if you don't want to hear the movie when I release it, okay? So yeah, don't worry about that, folks. So yeah, but listen, folks, wonderful speaking to everyone. Thank you for having spending the time with me again. I've blabbered on for 50 minutes. I wasn't planning on doing this. It was put together as I watched the kids this evening, my two boys, while my daughter was away out with my wife. So just to let you know, the next show out this Friday is going to be with director Dean Alioto on his latest documentary, The Experiencers, Full Disclosure, that is now available on Amazon Prime Video and Apple TV. I really enjoy speaking to Dean. He is the director of the famous McPherson Tapes found footage movie that I'm sure many of you have seen. If you haven't, definitely go and check that one out. Then next week is a huge, huge week in the UFO topic. Perhaps, is it too big to say the history of the UFO topic, right? Because we've got the event on the 9th. Well, actually, on the 8th, I get to see Disclosure Day early, which is the biggest part of next week. On the 9th, we've got the event on Capitol Hill with Grush, with Congress, with Fox, with Kane. And perhaps, who knows, other folks might join in with them that we've not seen from or heard from before. I'll do a full reaction and report back on what happens there. Then on the 11th, on the 10th, we've got the actual release of Disclosure Day for the public. Then on the 11th, I've got Jeremy Corbell joining me for an interview off the back of all of that. So yeah, lots to talk about, lots to report on. Hopefully you'll all be there too, folks. And if one more thing, if you want to pick up a copy of the book, it's available on Amazon, Atlas of UFOs. Leaving reviews makes a massive difference. This is the begging section of the podcast for the last 30 seconds. If you could leave a review, that would be hugely, massively, greatly appreciated. Same with the podcast. If you want to support, YouTube memberships are available for a couple of bucks, dollars, euros, whatever your currency is. All, again, helps me do this kind of stuff. If you want to sign up to a membership on Patreon, Apple, there's free trials available. Again, no harm, no foul if you cancel before the free trial ends. It lets you check out the podcast early, no adverts, all that kind of stuff, and bonus content included on that too. But thank you to everyone who watches, supports, shares, likes. It makes a massive, massive difference. And if you're on the audio platforms or videos, even just as simple as letting the adverts play, I do that for my favorite podcasts, by the way, genuinely, even the ones I support financially, just to give them an extra point, not one of a cent. So all of that said, folks, what a week coming up in the next week or so. Greatly appreciate it. Look forward to a hell of a week next week. I think there's going to be a lot of information, lots to pour through. And thanks to everyone joining me in the chat, joining us on the audio and joining us on video. I will speak to you all very, very soon.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube?
Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.